My name's Natalie Lucas. I'm a long-term fan of John's and his radio station. I used to chat to him years ago when I worked for the British Heart Foundation and talk about heart health and all the events we did. I've since become a dog groomer. I run Dolly Dogs Grooming Studio in Hildenborough. And John has asked me to come on today to talk about the effects it's had on my business of the coronavirus. The government decided that it was unnecessary for us to be open, which I agree. So for two weeks ago, I think it was a Tuesday, that we were asked to close, and I closed my business down. Dogs do need their coats grooming regularly. However, at this time, it's more dangerous for us to ask customers to come out and travel, to meet us, to groom their dogs, to pass the dogs over. It's much more vital that we stay at home, our customers stay at home, and we keep safe. The longer we do this to keep this virus at bay, the quicker we can get back to working. I miss my work. I miss grooming the dogs. I'm worried about the state they will be in when they come back, and I'm just hoping that my customers are brushing their dogs every day. And they're getting the knots out, they're keeping them tidy, and it's for the dog's benefit and the health that they're keeping on top of all the matting and the grooming, so that when they come back to Dolly Dogs, it won't be so hard for me to groom them. I have quite a few people ringing up asking for grooms, but as I said, I'm closed. I'd love to open, but I can't. It's not safe. Must stay closed, as all groomers should do, as all non-essential companies should do. We need to stay at home, battle this virus as a country, as a nation, as a world, and get through it as quick as we can so that we can all safely get back to work. And I totally appreciate all the work being done, especially by the NHS and all the other people that are working in shops, delivering the bins, any service that's out there that's helping us. Totally applaud you. My apologies, my sincere sincerity goes out to people that have lost loved ones at this time. I can't believe how scary it's all become. So my love to everybody, and I hope you'll keep safe, and let's get through this together and stay home, be safe, and I'll see you on the other side. Take care, John. Bye.
Hi, I'm Fran, and my business is called Be Kind Waste. We provide eco-friendly art and craft workshops in Surrey. I've been struggling a bit with having all my workshops cancelled, so I'm trying to embrace digital content and planning for the future. I'm currently collecting ribbons and kitchen roll cardboard for my Christmas crackers this year. I know it's a bit early, but I'm trying to be prepared. If you would like to help out a small business and be a collector for me, please email me at info@bekindwaste.co.uk. That's info@bekindwaste.co.uk.
Hi there, my name is Stuart MacDonald, children's author, originally from the Lake District, but now living in sunny Wiltshire. And since then, I've worked for several companies as a graphic designer. I'm now a freelance graphic designer, so that's my actual trade at the moment. But in the last 2 years, I've suddenly got into writing children's books. After my girlfriend received several poems from me, she suggested that I did something with that talent and gave it a shot, really. So here we are today, two books released. The first one was released in January 2019, The Witch's Tea Party. And based on the success of that, I decided to release another one in August of the same year called Turtle Trouble. And that was in response to seeing lots of videos on Facebook and Instagram and social media about turtles and other marine life getting trapped in floating plastic waste and ingesting plastic bags and things like that. And I just thought, I think I need to write a story about this to get the message across to the younger audience, really. So that one's all about pollution and recycling. And that has done really well. I mean, I'm amazed at how well that's done. It's had a huge response. And before I published the book, I managed to get endorsements from 7 environmental agencies, and their logos, websites and little quotes are included on the inside of the book. So that was amazing. It's doing really well, and it's currently on sale in gift shops, in zoos, safaris and aquariums, as well as online. So both books are doing really well, and normally this time of year I'd be really busy doing lots of school, library and community centre visits, and my calendar was literally full for the following months. But since the COVID-19 outbreak, life's just changed. So what am I doing in response to that? Well, I decided to do some live Facebook video readings, and that's just going down really well. I just wanted to give something back to the children who were looking forward to seeing me in their schools and, you know, couldn't do that now. So I thought, well, what can I do? So I've done 2 of these videos now, and they've had a huge response. So many people tuning in, either in the live video or afterwards watching it, commenting, getting involved, asking questions. It's been great fun, and I'm really happy to have been able to do that, and it gives me such pleasure to do that. So I'm really grateful that you know, with technology as it is, we can do these kind of things, and I'm going to continue to do this as a regular sort of event. I mean, the one I did yesterday, I even gave away free signed copies of my books to one lucky winner. So that went down really well. And the next one, I mean, I've asked the children to have a think about maybe a subject that I can write a poem for to read out in the next video. And also, if they like, send in their own poems or short stories, and I'll read those out. And other things as well, like little activities, like maybe they could do some drawings of witches and turtles and send them in, and then I can pop them in a gallery on my Facebook page. You know, so it's not just me reading the books to the children, it's giving the children something to do whilst they're stuck at home, really. Because these are unsettling times, and the little ones, they, you know, some of them don't understand what it's all about. It's difficult to keep them occupied, so in some ways, the video is a bit of a break for them and the parents, you know, when they're stuck at home indoors. So I hope that they appreciate it. I know they appreciate it. So the response has been amazing. So I'm really pleased that I'm able to do that, and I will continue to do so. So that's me, really. My books are on Amazon, and you can check out my website, which is stuartmacdonaldauthor.co.uk. All the information's on there. Or drop me a line on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and stay safe and stay well, everybody.
Morning, everyone listening in this morning at Radio Woking. So my name's Trudy. This is my 3rd week of working from home. I guess things are starting to settle down now. I finally managed to find a routine. Routines are fairly important to most of us all the time. So for some, when our routines are thrown into chaos, which they have at the moment, it can be a very, very stressful time. The unknown, the uncertainty of it all. So if you are finding yourself struggling with this element, which I know some of you are, please do reach out to someone that you can talk to about it, even if it is to unload. Find that someone that will listen. Although Woking Mind are currently closed, they are working remotely, so please do give them a call if you think that they may be of some assistance to you. The temptation to stay in our PJs all day is just so easy, but for me, I feel so much better when I get up, have a shower and get dressed. It almost makes you feel ready for the day ahead. And you know, it's okay to have a bad day, because tomorrow will be a new day. So you can get hold of Woking Mind on their telephone number 07860 340739, or indeed you can email them info@wokingmind.org.uk. So like I said, I've been home now for 3 weeks, and you know, working from home and doing things in between, but I somehow feel I'm turning into a Stepford wife. I have done so much baking, ranging from cheese and onion scones to the eggless chocolate cake. And I can honestly say I can highly recommend this. So I'm either going to be the size of a house by the time the lockdown is over, or be on sugar overload. However, having said that, I've actively been hula hooping in the garden, taking my 15 minutes of exercise each day, and also managing to get lots of gardening done. I'm very fortunate because I have a garden and a greenhouse, which is now currently full with lots of seedling goodies, like peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, courgettes, and lots more. I find gardening very mindful, and it most certainly helps when the sun is shining. I'm hoping that, obviously, as these things grow, that, you know, I'll be sharing some of that stuff with the village should the lockdown go on longer than originally anticipated. So Brookwood Village's Rainbow Trail made the paper this week. So if you haven't seen it yet, please do check out Woking News and Mail. And yeah, just read the article. You know, it's pretty moving. So if you haven't made a rainbow and you'd like it displayed in Brookwood Village, then please do get in touch. We are running out of lampposts, but don't worry, we have a few trees left, so you are more than welcome to join in. The rainbows of hope will stay up in the village until such time as we feel they are ready to come down. So if you haven't done one yet, there's plenty of time to get involved. Email me your picture, TrudyFletcher@rocketmail.com, and I'll make that happen for you. So an update on Baker's Dozen and Fawkes Butchers. They are now doing their deliveries in the local area. They've combined their efforts, which is great. So you can get food parcels for a family of two, a family of four. So if you want to get in touch, do look them up and get involved. And if you're a key worker, then they can obviously arrange a delivery to suit you. I've been informed by Sean at Baker's Dozen that they are now going to be open on Sunday mornings. So that's from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. But obviously that's only for fruit, veg and the bakery. He's also informed me that there's some normally bits of greenery left over each day from the fruit and veg. So if you've got any rabbits or guinea pigs which are looking for a bit of extra shrubbery to eat, then do pop down to the Baker's as they are putting these out for the villagers for free at the front of the shop. One thing that I did find really emotional this week was the NHS clap on Thursday evening. Oh my goodness, I could feel myself getting really emotional. The noise of the clapping, the banging of the saucepans, whistling and general all-round elation throughout the village was really something extraordinary. If you stop to listen, the noise was immense and it just shows how much we need the NHS and what a fantastic job these guys are doing for us. Yet, I don't know why, but some still find it very difficult to follow the government guidelines, which are pretty clear. Stay at home. I know it's tempting to visit the beach or a local beauty spot when the sun is shining, but we won't have to be in the lockdown for long if everyone does their bit. Please, please stay at home. I have a really good friend who is an NHS nurse who is on the front line at the moment. I'm super proud of her at the best of times. The work that she does is tremendous, and I don't understand people that would put these amazing people in jeopardy by spending the day at the beach because it's nice and sunny. The guidelines are there for everyone's benefit and with the hope of not overstretching our valuable NHS. Please do your bit and it will help to keep all these guys a little bit safer. Remember, they've got family and loved ones at home as well. And then, of course, I turn to my little furry friend, my bundle of energy that is my Westie. Don't forget these guys have a routine too. So if they're used to being left at home whilst you're at work for a few hours, it's important to try and keep to that routine for them. Walking them at the usual time every day, perhaps leaving them indoors when you're in the garden for a few hours, as we don't want anxious pets when we eventually all go back to work. They will have got so used to having a house full of people and having you there all day, and then all of a sudden there's nothing for them. So just give them a little bit of thought. Again, it's all about routine. So say stay safe, everyone. Make that call and have a coffee with a mate over the phone. It's great to stay in contact.